Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Left side, it's Sletten for three. On the rim, no good. Rebound put back up, and that is good by Zinkel.
Yeah, nice shot by Zinkel. She came in to pick up the weak side. Riverdale got caught a little bit out of position on that possession.
16-8 the score, 4:15 remaining here in the first half. Across the timeline, Riverdale setting it up. Lily Barr over on the far side in front of the student section. Gives it back to Zuri Dennis. Lobs to McKay.
Nice
catch, shot, no good. McKay gets her own miss, goes up, fouled on the shot.
Yeah, nice pass inside. Macy with the shot, just missed it, stayed with it, picked up the rebound, got fouled from behind. The foul's on Aaron Adrian there, her first. Macy will shoot a pair.
First one is on the rim and no good. She'll get one more. You've hired a pretty experienced refereeing crew.
Yeah, these
tonight
are good refs. You got James Muller, Kevin Keitlinger, and Scott Garthwaite, all really solid refs.
Free throw in the air, and that is good. That'll make it 16-9. Riverdale within seven. River Ridge brings it up to Ava Nice. Nice drives into the lane, dumps
nice
it low. Nice pass, shot is good.
Yep.
So the basket by Mason, the assist by Nice.
That's a nice pass. Mason got inside position, made a nice feed underneath, knocked it off the glass. Now River Ridge extending that defense.
Cooey across the timeline, fires it back now to Meese. Caitlin on a drive. Caitlin is fouled on the way by.
Yep. Got. I think Mandy Worley picked it up that time. She kind of reached through to go for the steal. And as she made that reach, she picked up the foul.
Only the fourth on River Ridge.
But Ridge, again, with that extended defense. As soon as you cross half court, you're going to be picked up, and then they'll run that little run and jump, like trap, and then jump back to man-to-man defense. It's really difficult.
Meese gives it off down to Barr. Lily drives down to the baseline and fires it back to the left side. Caught by Mallory Meese. Throwing inside. Knocked away. Yep. Picked up by Ridge. And a foul called on the chief.
Yeah, Mallory Meese with the foul. She tried to make the entry pass and was stolen, and the foul was committed. So Ridge will be at the line shooting a 1-1.
Riverdale's eighth.
Yep.
I have some raffle tickets here for the items they have out there.
There
big sale goods. And I'm going for the cheese balls.
Yeah, you should be able to get it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I just feel you're going to win the cheese balls. Then you can give him the Henry, and that'll be his raise for the year.
There you go. That sounds like a pretty good deal. This one in the air, no good. And the rebound by River Ridge, they keep it going. They kick it out. Three on the way, no good. And the rebound comes out long range to Ava Nice. Nice around the defense now. She'll shoot a 10-footer.
Wow.
Good.
Wow, she's got some skills. Nice drive.
Yeah, big hard hoop to believe. Just a freshman.
Yeah, and then big thing there was the three offensive rebounds to keep it alive, especially after their missed free throw.
Pass comes to the middle, and it's going to be Barr. Lily setting it up. Pivots, gives it near side. Cooey lobs to McKay. Open, low, temporarily. Shot blocked. Put back up. Yep. No good. Foul called on River Ridge.
I think it's going to be on number four, Phil. Lydia Mason with the foul. Nice entry pass. Macy stuck with it. Took it strong to the basket. We'll shoot a pair again.
Two fouls now on Mason. Free throw is no good. One more coming up.
Yep.
We'll check the flip phone scoreboard here in just a little bit. Second one on the way, and that's good for McKay.
Knocked them both down, 21-11. Big 3-minute stretch here. You want to try to cut into that lead a little bit.
Setting it up, top of the circle. River Ridge back to the right side. Nice. On a drive left side, there is a three-pointer on the way from the wing. No good by Zinkel. Fought for the rebound and a foul call. They're going to call that against Riverdale, I think.
Yeah. Bailey Harris picking up the foul there.
So for Bailey, that is foul number three. And that'll put River Ridge back at the line.
Yep.
Final in boys basketball, Darlington 66-57 over Dodgeville. Free throw on the way, no good for Worley, and the rebound by Riverdale.
Nice shot by Zuri. Snuck it in, picked the ball away. Riverdale looking for a hoop here.
Zuri Dennis drives down low, shot on the way, no good. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line.
Nice drive by Zuri.
number 23, I believe it is.
Yep.
So the foul marked on River Ridge going to the line will be Zuri Dennis.
Yeah, Mackenzie Taylor. They switched it. Yeah, Mackenzie Taylor with the foul, sophomore. Her first. Zuri knocks down the free throw.
Good deal. Seneca leading Boscobel 35-24 at half in boys basketball. North Crawford beats Westby 47-45 in girls. Free throw up and no good at a jump ball.
Yep. Nice shot by Ava Katzenberger. She snuck in there. That's big on the free throw miss, and she was able to secure the rebound, forcing a jump ball. Riverdale bring it underneath, looking for a hoop.
Kennedy Cooey looking to get it in. 2:27 remaining in the half. Bounces it in to Dennis. Deep corner. On a drive. Nothing. Fires it back to Barr. Lilly on a drive. Cut off. Keeps the dribble. Backs off. Now leaves the dribble. Needs some help. And looking. Fires high post. And it's through the hands there of Kratzenberg. Picked up now by Ridge. Here they come. Adrian on a drive. Tough shot. Good.
Nice shot. Macy McKay did a good job of taking that shot away, but Adrian is able to adjust in midair and knock it off the glass, 23-12.
Dennis across half court for Riverdale. Chieftain's trying to get on a run before halftime. She'll drive. She'll score.
Nice shot by Zuri. She saw an opening. That time Ridge was unable to cut that drive off, and Zuri powdered up to the basket, picked up the hoop.
First basket for Zuri tonight. Ava Nice moving. Left side it goes to Zinkel down to the baseline. There's Adrian with the kick out. It's going to be Zinkel. Right side, Nice. Back to Zinkel. Open. Three-pointer on the way, and good.
Good ball movement. Reagan Zinkel stayed there. She's had a few openings. Hadn't gone for her, but then there she knocked down to three. 26-14. Good shot.
Just a matter of time before they start finding
for
the threes.
For sure.
Lily Barr goes right side, pulling it up. Bounce feed into Dennis.
Reach through, number 23.
Foul called on River Ridge.
Yep, that's Mackenzie Taylor picking up the second. She tried to reach around Zuri to knock the ball away, but picked up the foul. So Zuri goes to the line shooting a bonus, 1-1.
Big boys game tonight, Royal and North Crawford.
Huge game. Yeah, Royal's undefeated, right? Ranked number one.
Yes, and one loss for North Crawford.
Yeah, their loss was just the Southwestern, right?
Yes.
Ranked, I think, fourth or fifth in the state.
Dennis makes it.
Yep.
North Crawford's had a lot of close games, but I bet they'll play them well.
Oh, for sure.
Free throw is on the way and no good. And the rebound pulled down by River Ridge.
Yeah, Lydia Mason with the rebound. Oh, nice pass.
Fast low post. Oh. McKay got a nice block, but then the foul must have bodied her a little bit.
Yep, maybe caught the arm as she reached through.
So Melissa Sletton goes to the free throw line.
Yep. That's just a nice pass. Macy recovered, but picked up the foul.
Sletton 2 of 4. From the line. This one in the air, and it is good. That'll make it 27-15. Again, Riverdale winning the JV game by 1, 37-36. A thriller.
Yeah, for sure. That's quite an ending.
Second throw for Sletton in the air, and it is on the rim, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Meese.
Yeah, Caitlin Meese, freshman with the rebound. Here comes Riverdale.
Zuri Dennis across the timeline. A minute remaining in the half to the corner. Cooey, three, on the way, go!
Nice shot. Tough shot, nice pass. She had a hand in the face in deep corner, knocked it down, 27-18. 50 seconds to go.
Maybe a little shot of adrenaline for Riverdale.
Oh, for sure.
Back of the 2-3 zone, Nice. Now drives and throws it to the low post. McKay got a block on it and a jump ball call. Nice play.
Nice interior defense by Macy.
Beat up Reagan Zinkel, and now inbounding will be River Ridge with 40 seconds remaining. First half winding down. Timberwolves look to bring it in. Worley catches, top of the circle. Swings it off right side. Zinkel for three on the way. No good. Rebound Riverdale.
Ava Katzenberg with the rebound. Nice job. 30 seconds. See what Riverdale does here.
All white jerseys under there. So the Chieftains set it up to the other end, trying to make a little bit of a push at the end of the half. Dennis gives it back to Meese. Meese drives all the way down to the baseline. Now shakes the D. Shot of the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Worley, and we have 14 seconds. Knocked away by Riverdale. Jump ball call.
Nice job. Worley to rebound, but Ava was able to stick a hand there and knock it away, eventually forcing a jump ball. Riverdale bring it underneath with 12 seconds.
Aaron Adrian checks into the game for River Ridge. Riverdale inbounding. Cooey the inbounder. Look for her to maybe get one back in the corner. We'll see. Pass comes into McKay. Now throwing it inside, intended for Meese, knocked away by Ridge. Eight seconds, seven seconds. They're driving across the half-court line. It is Sletton, three, two. Whirly, deep three on the way, and no good. Okay. At the buzzer. That'll do it. 27-18, River Ridge in the lead of Riverdale. Yeah,
good solid half. Both teams, River Ridge showing that strong defensive play. Riverdale doing a nice job on their defensive end, too. But River Ridge happened to hit a couple of threes early, and Riverdale came back with a big three by Kennedy there to keep it a nine-point game. But a good battle by both two really good teams.
27-18 going to the halftime with River Ridge leading Riverdale. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up. This is high school girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA recently announced plans for a revamped version of the high school football playoffs coming up already this fall based on strength of schedule. Tonight, Travis Wilson of WizSports.net has more about that.
Once the qualification is done, then you do the regional groupings, and that process changes now as well. Previously, it was very heavily, almost exclusively regional-based, where you were just putting teams in rough regional groupings. That, you know, the groupings were always a source of consternation from coaches, because sometimes you would have groupings where four of the top eight teams in the state were in the same group, and, you know, another group might have one of the top eight teams. And so there was a lot of imbalance in the strength of the groupings. And so this proposal and plan that is being instituted this year does address that. Within each division, it ranks every qualifier 1 through 32. The top four teams are considered one seed. The next four teams are considered two seeds, and so on down the line. And then they're matched up geographically. So the eight seeds are evaluated and put with the closest one seed that has the least overall travel between all of the eight versus one matchups. The sevens are placed with the twos, et cetera. So you still have rough regional groupings. You still have geographic representation, but it does give the opportunity to balance out the strength of regional groupings so that, again, you're not having one group that's really, really strong and might have, you know, several of the top few teams in the state compared to other groups that aren't quite as strong. So it does balance that out much more than what we have seen in the past. And again, that was, quite honestly, the biggest issue a lot of coaches had was how the groupings were done, even more so than the seeding. So once the seeding, or excuse me, once the groupings are then done as well, then the eight teams in that group are seeded 1 through 8, and brackets are done, and we move on. It's actually a much more efficient, smoother process than what they have done previously.
That's Travis Wilson of WizSports.net. Changes ahead for the 25-26 school year for high school football. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
I was taking a shower last weekend and the water stopped. I hollered out, "Hey, the water stopped!" Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Their service is so good and so fast. I'm just going to wait here in the shower.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is really good and really fast. When you need water, and who doesn't, remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488.
See if Larry can bring me some soap. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
WRCO. 27-18, River Ridge leading Riverdale in area girls basketball. Kind of a sad moment. I didn't win any of the prizes, the cheese balls or the cookies or anything.
Yeah, that's rough. It's always next time. You guys got to go back and keep a good positive mental attitude and try to adjust and just be grateful for what you have. So
sounds like a true coach right there. Oh, well, next time. Let's look at scoring here. River Ridge with the leading scorer, Aaron Adrian, has made quite a difference on the inside. 10 points in the first half. 5 for Reagan Zinkel, 4 for Lydia Mason, 3 each for Melissa Sletton and Braylon Quick, and 2 for Ava Nice. On the other side, Riverdale led by Macy McKay with 7, 4 each for Zuri Dennis and Lily Barr, and 3 for Kennedy Cooey. Both teams have made 2 three-pointers here in the first half.
Yep. Yeah, I think the difference in the game, you know, River Ridge, the defense has been really tough. They've forced some turnovers, and they've hit a couple of threes. And Riverdale, towards the end, have got a couple of three looks. I think the difference will be just taking care of the ball and, you know, securing the basketball and then hitting your open shots when you can, I guess.
Right. And I think that something's got to give. I think Riverdale's, you know, they've got some better days coming with their three-point shooting, I think.
Yep.
We'll see how it goes. River Ridge does a really good job. They were, as you mentioned, they were doing a great job of denying that weak
side
pass. Exactly.
That's been a big difference. You know, they got tremendous ball pressure, and then Riverdale wants to go inside to Macy, but they'll front the post, and then the weak side will drop off and take away that lob pass. So Riverdale's been skipping it. And they've had a couple of good looks on the skip. I think Lily Barr hit one three off as a skip in the first half, and I think you'll see more of that in the second half. River Ridge, on the other hand, Riverdale's done a good job of taking away the three-point shot and really taking away, I think, I don't know the team that well, but Worley, who came in as one of their big-time scorers, hasn't hit a three yet, so they've kind of shut her down. But then Ridge, like you said, has gone inside and picked up some inside points, which has given them the 9-point lead at half.
Mr. Fabulous tells us that Royal and North Crawford, halftime, Royal 31, North Crawford 29 in boys basketball. great ball game, as we knew it would be. Lacrosse Logan leading Richland Center 38-23 second half. That's girls basketball. Ithaca leading Highland 27-23. Prairie du Chien lead 38-22 second half. And that's girls basketball. Prairie, good year going in girls as well.
Right.
And let's see, Belmont leading Iowa Grant 62-37 at halftime. Mineral Point girls leading Darlington 29-25 first half.
Good game there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. That's the scoreboard here at halftime.
For your interest, I just got an update on my Badger connection. The Badgers up by 12 with under 8 minutes to go, or 6 minutes to go in the first half.
Riverdale girls have not come back from the halftime. Did somebody forget to tell them?
They better hurry up.
So 5 seconds is all. I'm guessing that somebody must not have told them. I doubt they're protesting anything. No. Here they come.
Yeah, that's... luckily, the officials, you could... Yeah, so anyway, we'll see what happens.
So you could possibly enforce this.
Yeah,
right?
You could, but being the non-conference game and stuff, they're not going to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So here come the Chieftains back to the floor. And it looks like the original starters.
Yep.
Zuri Dennis along with Goplin, Barr, and Cooey and McKay.
Yep.
And Ridge coming back with, looks like, Nice, Quick, Mason, and Worley, and Zinkel. And 18 minutes on the clock.
Yep.
So it's 27-18 in favor of River Ridge.
Yep. So we'll see what adjustments teams made at half. If they do anything differently, do a different type of attacks on offense, defense, we'll see.
Slutton near side, pass to Worley, left corner, and around the wheel. Chieftain still in that zone defense. Pass to the near side, ball fake for Zinkel. Kicks it back to the right wing. There's a nice
pass
inside. Shot on the way, good by Mason.
Well set up. Slutton was able to dribble into the break the defense, and then Mason was able to get inside position, knocked it off the glass, picked up the two.
Zuri Dennis down to the baseline, all the way down deep, behind the glass, shot no good. McKay with a rebound, put back up, and it won't go. Rebound, she gets it again, goes up. That one is going to go, and she's fouled.
Nice job by Macy. She stuck with it, battled for that rebound. On the third opportunity, she was able to rip it away, knocked it down. Mason, Lydia Mason picked up the foul. Macy knocks it down, will shoot one.
Mason with her third foul.
Yep.
Free throw in the air, and good by Macy McKay.
Nice job by Macy. That was a big play.
29-21, 8-point game, River Ridge in the lead. Less than a minute into the second half.
Ooh.
Zinkel on the left side almost lost it.
Yep.
Gives it back to the right side, Slutton, down to the baseline. Ridge setting it up. Back to get it is Slutton, back near the half-court line. Crossover now into the lane,
wow.
Hangs, shot on the way, good, off the glass.
That was a nice drive. Not a lot you could do. Again, it seems to me Ridge's goal here is to break that outside defense, hit the gap, and then see if they can make a clean look or find an open player on the drive.
Zuri Dennis to the corner. Cooey for three. It is short. Rebound by Worley.
Yep. Good drive by Zuri. She kicked it to Kennedy. Kennedy had the look, just didn't go that time. Worley for Ridge picked up the rebound.
Ridge sets it up on the left side. Zinkel on the move to the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Kick out to the corner. Three on the way. No good for Quick. And a jump ball on the rebound.
Nice shot by Lily Barr to secure the rebound, but then Ridge was able to double inside to force the jump ball. Riverdale will retain possession.
In the backcourt is Zuri Dennis. 10-point game. Timberwolves leading 31-21. Dennis drives free throw line, leaves it off for Cooey on the far side. Kennedy back to Zuri. She'll shoot a three. It is no good. And rebound by Worley again.
Yep, good shot. Worley just had good weak side rebounding position and pulled down the rebound. But good look for Riverdale.
Brings it across the half-court line on the drive. That's going to be Zinkel. Far side three on the way. That one is no good for Slutton. Rebound Worley, deep corner, kicks it back out. Three try. Timberwolves, that is good.
Yeah, Worley just beat, was able to track down the rebound. It looked like it was going out of bounds, but she's able to track it down, kicked it back to Zinkel. Zinkel hit a three towards the end of the first half, knocks on another.
Yep, her second. Ball goes over to McKay on the left side. Riverdale sets it up. Goplin, near side, hands off Dennis all the way down deep. Tough shot blocked by Zinkel.
Yep. They're forcing. Zuri made a good drive, but good defense.
Worley shoots a three on the way, no good. And Zuri can't hold on.
Yep.
It'll be out of bounds.
Yep.
River Ridge ball.
It slipped off her hands. And so Ridge will kick it underneath the basket here.
River Ridge, almost like you got a stopwatch. They're putting the shots up pretty quickly tonight. Down to the corner. There's a three on the way. That one is good for Sletten.
Yeah, nice pass by Zinkel to the corner. Ridge getting a little rhythm right now. Coach Swigum takes a timeout to try to slow down the mole.
37-21, River Ridge. 15-16 remaining in the second half on WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Riverdale. Phil Mee joined by Kurt Thompson. It is a 37-21 game. Just a little bit ago, it was 29-21.
Yep. Ridge playing a little maybe looser, and they're hitting the three right now. Got some open looks. Extend the lead. Riverdale's got to try to work for a good look here.
Dennis, now McKay tips it back to Goplin. Zuri in the corner, and then fires it back to Goplin. Goplin on a move. Throws it over the left side. Cooey open. Three on the way. No good. Short rebound by Sletten.
Yep. Good defense by Ridge. Good shot by Kennedy. Just wouldn't go for her.
Melissa brings it back to Zinkel. Left side, three on the way, and that one is no good. Okay. And it hit the upright, and it's out of bounds.
Yep. A little long on that one. The ball went up and hit the little cable there above the basket. Dead ball. Riverdale bringing it.
37-21. Timberwolves in the lead. Former West Grant team. West Grant and Bloomington.
Bloomington, yep.
Used to see them once in a while on the tournament trail as well.
Oh, for sure.
Dennis down to the baseline. Tough shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by 22, Reagan Zinkel.
Reagan Zinkel again on the weak side. River Ridge does a really nice job on the weak side, not giving up too many second chances.
Sletten down to Quick. Quick around the boulevard it goes. Whirly. Ball fake. Now bounce feed. Gives it back to Sletten. And Ridge sets it up. 37-21. They lead by 16 here in the second half. Sletten on a drive. Changes hands. Shot on the wing. No good from the left. And the rebound by Barr.
Nice shot by Lilly. Securing it. Good interior defense by Mason McKay. Going straight up. Forcing the miss. And again, here comes River Ridge with the extended defense.
Cooey across. Now to Barr. And Riverdale will set it up. Free throw line right. Pivoting is Barr, looking inside, needs help.
Throws nice
to
look.
Zuri. Zuri in the lane.
Yep.
Shot won't go, but a foul call.
Yep. I think it'll be on Melissa Sletten as she reached in as Zuri was going up. Oh, no, it's on number 3. My fault.
Okay.
That's on Braylon Quick with the foul. So Zuri will go to the line. That was a good feed by Lily to hit Zuri as she cut to the basket.
Zuri with just 4 points tonight, below her season average. She'll usually get it, but a little slower start tonight.
Yep. And, you know, River Ridge does a lot of the, like, jumping traps, and then they'll jump back. It's a lot like if you watch the Badgers play. As a person drives, a person will jump out to stop the drive, then jump back. And they do a lot of that extended defense. It makes it tough to get to the basket.
First one good, and this one is no good for Zuri. Rebound Lily Barr. Goes back up in the crowd. Shot no good. And the rebound Ridge.
Yep, that's Aaron Adrian with the rebound. Nice shot by Lilly to pick up that offensive rebound, but just couldn't convert.
Skip pass to Adrian on the inside. Kicks it back out. There is Zinkel for 3 off the rim. Rebound Zuri Dennis.
Nice shot by Zuri. Good shot. Good rebound. Riverdale looking to chip into that lead now, 37-22.
Dennis will walk it across the half-court line, crossover to the left side.
There comes. Yep.
Swings it off the Barr. Barr driving, slicing,
body.
And dicing, and fouled on the play.
Nice shot by Lilly. She was able to pick up, saw that gap, the opening in the defense, drove strong to the basket, and Reagan Zinkel picked up the foul. And so Lily Barr will shoot a pair.
It'll be Reagan's second. Lily Barr at the line for the third time. This one in the air, and it is no good. She will get one more. And here is Ava Nice into the game.
Yeah, the freshman back in there, Phil.
Yeah, she was a difference maker in the first half.
Yeah, I really think she played a major role in the momentum switch there.
Free throw is missed. Rebound by the Timberwolves. Just over 13 minutes remaining in the game. And Ridge leading by 15. Nice on the far side. Drives. Fires it back to Zinkle. Zinkle threads it inside. Adrian kicks it out. Worley, three on the way. Good.
Yep.
You knew she was going to hit one eventually.
And I think that time they went inside-outside, and I'm sure Coach Swigum didn't want us to drop down on the inside post player, and it opened up Worley, who knocked down to three.
Pass comes to the near side. Dennis airmails it over the far side. Goplin for a three. It is no good. Rebound by McKay, and a foul called on the rebound.
I think it's going to be on Aaron Adrian. As Mason McKay went to get the rebound, Aaron Adrian kind of pulled her down. Not pulled her down, but reached across her body and picked up the foul. Riverdale making a full-scale lineup switch with four subs coming in.
Zuri Dennis stays. Mallory Meese will inbound. Caitlin Meese sets the screen to Dennis. Three in the corner. Good.
Nice
for Zuri.
Nice quick inbounds pass. Zuri quickly received it, quickly got rid of the shot up and knocked down to three.
40-25. Ball at midcourt. Loose, and there's a dive for it. And a jump ball call.
Jump ball.
And River Ridge basketball.
Yep, you got Mallory Meese, Bailey Harris, Ava Katzenberg, and Caitlin Meese in the game, picking up full court, trying to pick up some energy, maybe seeing it, go for a few minutes, maybe force some turnovers, change the flow of the game.
Slutton across half court, gives to Nice. Nice drives left, now goes right, top of the circle, keeps the dribble, fires it left side, Slutton into Adrian, and she'll kick it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and no good for Ridge. Zinkle rimmed it off. Rebound here on the near side by the Timberwolves. They'll set it up again on the inside. That's Adrian. Aaron drives, left-hand shot good.
Nice job. She switched up hands, made a nice post move. Not a lot you can do inside. Bailey Harris went straight up with her, but Adrian was able to switch left hand, knocked it in off the glass.
42-25 River Ridge. Zuri Dennis all the way to the left side, keeps the dribble. Swings it down to the baseline. Caught there by Kratzenberg. Ava looks. Now hands off Zuri Dennis. Driving lane. Shot of the way. No good. Blocked and off the backboard out of bounds. It'll belong to River Ridge.
Yep. She went tried baseline, and River Ridge cut off the baseline. Zuri went to kick it out. Hit the back of the backboard. That's a dead ball.
Timeout.
Yep. River Ridge with the timeout, Phil.
42-25. They lead. 11:41 remaining in the game on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
With a steal, we're back to it. Dennis for a three on the way, no good, and slapping it back in bounds. Meese, they say she stepped out.
Yep, touched it as it went out of bounds. Good effort by Mallory, good shot, and good steal by Zuri, but just didn't go Riverdale's way that time.
Timberwolves bring it in, full court press by Riverdale, and they're going to knock it. It's going to be taken by Slutton. Now Ridge is going to have a hard time. They will get it across. Nice driving left side, throws
nice
lane, shot of the way, and Adrian scores.
Nice pass, broke the press. Nice, took it hard to the basket, made a nice zip pass across, and Adrian knocked it down.
44-25, the score in favor of River Ridge. They've opened it up. It was 8 points early in this half between them. Dennis lobs it back to the left side, and Meese. Meese hands off to Caitlin, and Caitlin down to the baseline. She will drive. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Nice of River Ridge. Back to Slutton, and taking it the other way. The Timberwolves near the half-court line. Zinkle gives it back to Slutton. Now Zinkel, they'll throw it in the middle. Again, Adrian gets around her defender, goes up in the lane, shot, no good. Rebound by Ridge. Worley in the baseline, fires it back out. Three-point around the way, and that is good for Sletten.
Nice job of offense that time. Reverse got the offensive rebound, then reversed it around and got the open three and knocked it down.
Bringing it across half court is Caitlin Meese. Caitlin stops on the near side, is pinned in, throws it back to Mallory. Mallory near side to Zuri Dennis. Dennis driving around, and they say she stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out.
Pressure defense.
Yeah, just the continuous pressure. Riverish does a nice job of not reaching, but moving the body and moving the feet. And they keep that tight pressure on you, and it just keeps coming and coming at you. So
Riverdale will send in three new players, it looks like. And McKay, so four.
Yep.
And Zuri Dennis stays. Original starters back out there, along with Barr and McKay, Cooey, and Goplin. Zuri Dennis, 10:06 remaining here in the game.
So here, if you're Riverdale, I know the score is not in your favor, but you got to keep working hard, try to work on finding small victories out there and looking to improve as you have your eyes on tournament play in just a week away.
Nice kick to the corner. This one on the way for Quick. No good. Put back up in the lane, and good by Sletten.
Yep. Good job. River Ridge playing aggressive now. Took it strong to the basket, 49-25.
Zuri Dennis across half court. Moves to the left side, lobs for McKay, and a reach-in foul called on Adrian.
Yep. They brought Macy McKay to the high post that time. They tried to get the entry into Macy. Adrian reached across, picked up the foul.
River Ridge boys have beat Highland tonight, 75-60.
Wow.
Good ball game. Royal leading North Crawford, 59-43. Boys basketball.
Yeah, Royal's the real deal.
Oh, they are.
You might be watching them in Madison sometime.
Well coached. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Pass goes all the way to the left side. Caught there by Cooey. Cooey hands off to Dennis. Zuri shoots a three from the corner. No good. Goplin chases down the rebound.
Nice shot by Allie.
Lily Barr's shot blocked. Gets her own miss again. Leans in and a foul. No, traveling call.
Yep.
It'll go back the other way.
Yep.
Into the game for River Ridge. Mandy Worley and Mackenzie Taylor. And Ridge will put it in. Riverdale briefly had that full court press on.
Yep. I think with that other crew, the other group of girls that were playing, they went full court press to try to see if they could pick up some turnovers. Now they switch back to their traditional D.
Worley shot of the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zuri Dennis.
Yep. Done a nice job on the offensive glass or defensive glass.
Taking it back the other way. Zuri across the timeline, down to the baseline, a little bit too hard at that range, and out of bounds.
Yep. Forced turnover. That pressure wears you down.
Yeah, it does.
So just got to keep playing as hard as you can play and look for the positives.
Riverdale with a game coming up on Thursday to close out conference.
Last conference game. You get to 500 in conference with a win.
Yep. Shot of the way, no good, and out of bounds off of Sletten, who missed it. I was going to say, if you go 500 in the SWAL basketball,
for sure.
That's a tough. Successful
There's,
year.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of really good teams, and you got to be ready to play every night. And Riverdale's really done a nice job. It's played really well this year. Just got to keep working.
Zuri Dennis on the left wing for the Chieftains. 8:25 to go. They trail 49-25. Ball comes to Cooey. Cooey to the baseline. McKay, Zuri Dennis, give and go low. Shot no. Gets her own miss. Powers back in. Shot won't go. Rebound by River Ridge. Worley again.
Yep. Nice defense. Good looks. Just won't go. Two good shots. Just one fall that time.
Zinkel across the half-court line. Bounce feet off to Sletten. Into Worley. Throws it to the corner. That's Taylor. And held here on the near side. Back it goes to Zinkel. Turnaround shot by Worley is on the rim. No good. Dennis with a rebound.
Another rebound by Zuri.
Zuri is not the tallest player out there, but she gets a lot of the rebounds.
And she's got a nose for the ball. She knows where the ball is going to go. She's got instincts, and she's there when the ball, comes off the rim. She knows how to move her feet.
Barr's pass deflected and then knocked out of bounds by River Ridge.
Yep. Good job of defense by River Ridge getting deflection, but goes out of bounds. Riverdale will keep possession. 7:37 to go.
Lydia Mason in for River Ridge. And Zuri Dennis inbounds from the baseline. Been a while since Riverdale has scored. Out to Cooey. Three on the way. No good. And a foul called on the rebound. A push.
Looks like on Allie Goplin, number three, I think. Yep. Picked it up.
So it will be River Ridge basketball. and they'll put it in play. Sectional wrestling coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, team wrestling tonight, right?
Yes. Prairie du Chien and Mineral Point hosting those.
Yep.
Pass comes across the timeline. Worley on the far side lobs it back near side to Sletton. And on a drive, she'll shoot and is fouled by Riverdale.
Yep. Either Macy picked it up with the body or you're going to get Zuri with the reach. Yep.
Zuri
the picks
reach.
The foul.
That's only her first foul, if my records are correct. And they are.
Yep.
I don't mean to sound surprised, but a lot's been happening here tonight. Slutton at the line. In the air, that one is good.
Yep.
Coming into the game is Ava Nice.
Yep.
And the second throw for River Ridge. They've doubled up Riverdale now, 50-25.
Yep.
This one in the air, and that one is good. Sletton 5 of 8 from the line. That makes it 51-25. Zuri Dennis in the backcourt walks it across the half-court line for Riverdale, and they'll set it up. Match up, person-to-person defense. Macy McKay grabs it, left side, on a drive, barrels down low, and traveling call.
Yep.
It'll go back the other way.
Yep. Try to make a drive to the basket, but River Ridge does a great job of with the help side defense, force the turnover. Riverdale will make wholesale changes. 5 new players coming into the game. Most of all played before except for number 34.
Yeah.
Jocelyn Adams makes her first appearance in the game tonight.
So 2-3 zone for Riverdale, and Coach Swigum using this as a kind of a teaching moment.
For sure.
Ball goes to Nice, kicks it over to Worley. Oh, 3 is blocked there. Nice block by Meese.
Yep.
Picked up on the near side by Ridge, and they'll keep it going. River Ridge, pass knocked away, deflected. Nice play, Jocelyn Adams.
Jocelyn Adams, sophomore with the steal.
Takes it across left side, Meese. Left wing down to the baseline, taken there by Mallory Meese. Back to Adams, throws it to the baseline. Caught near side, they'll kick it back out. Jocelyn Adams pivots. Looks to reverse it. Worley putting on some pressure. And now the pass is going to be deflected by Ridge and out of bounds.
Yep. And Riverdale will keep control.
The inbounder is Caitlin Meese. We have 6:23 remaining tonight. 51-25, River Ridge. Adams at the point. Brings it across half court. Throws it now right side. Now driving is Meese on the left side. Firing it off to Mallory. Now inside to Bailey Harris. Shot on the lane. No good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball call.
Yep. Good drive, good effort at the basket, just didn't go, but Riverdale will keep control.
Chieftains will get a look at it from the baseline. Adams, the inbounder, lobs it in, knocked away by River Ridge, and stolen there by Mason.
Yeah, Lydia Mason with a nice steal on the inbounds.
Up ahead now to Sletton, and Melissa driving, nowhere to go. Now finds a hole in the corner and gets a shot up and good for 3.
Yep, nice shot from the corner, knocking down to 3.
54-25, River Ridge. Off to the races here late, 5:43 to go. Adams into the front court, gives it back now to Meese. Caitlin looking, driving all the way down to the corner, and tightropes the baseline.
Yep.
Throws it back in bounds, picked off by River Ridge. Yep,
good job on the defense by Ridge, forcing a turnover.
Bass comes up to Nice in the corner, knocked out of bounds by Kratzenberg.
And I think they're going to award it to Riverdale this time, Phil.
All right.
Yep.
Christina Sletton is in for Ridge.
Yep.
And let's see, who else? Aaron Adrian stays. Reagan Zinkel and Braylon Quick. They have rotated about 10 players total.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, so both teams getting a lot of opportunities in here for a lot of different players to see how they do on the varsity level.
Pass to the right side. Now knocked away by Ridge. They get a steal. Back it goes to Zinkel, and the Timberwolves will run it across the half-court line. And a traveling called on Zinkel. So good movement of the ball, but again, Riverdale putting out some good pressure. So the Chieftains will get it back. And the pass comes into Jocelyn Adams. We'll check the scoreboard again in just a little bit. Riverdale setting it up. Caitlin Meese off a screen from Adams, and a foul is called
on River Ridge.
On River Ridge.
She ran through the screen.
That'll be on Reagan Zinkel, her third. So the Chieftains will again put it in from the half-court line. Seneca has beaten Boscobel in boys basketball, 75-39 the score.
Yeah, Seneca is a nice team.
They do.
Yep.
Let's see. Luther beats Viroqua 81-38 in girls basketball. Middle Point girls leading Darlington 40-33 in the second half. Bascom's in play for the Chieftains. And dribbling the basketball is Mallory Meese. Back to the left side, ball fake, traveling call on Haley Schneider of Riverdale.
Shuffled their feet, picked up the turnover. Got 4:50 to go. Both teams here trying to end on a strong note.
Bascom's in play, and now Nice for River Ridge down to the corner. Ball fake for Christina Sletton, throws it high and nearly over and back. They save it into the backcourt, into the front, and Adrian is fouled on the play.
Mallory Meese with the foul. Picked it up on the reach.
That'll be her second. Stops the clock with 4:37 to go. So when do pitchers and catchers report for Riverdale this year?
Well, as soon as possible. Officially, not until the 15th of March.
Yep.
WIA allows you to do that. So should be a fun season.
Yeah.
Should have quite a bit of interest on that. So this should go well.
Good deal.
Yep.
River Ridge turns it over. It'll be Riverdale basketball. 4:25 to go. And on a drive, Jocelyn Adams driving to the near side. And Haley Schneider gives it back to the left side. Meese. Meese with the ball. Back to the near side. And Mallory Meese with a three-point try. No good. Rebound Christina Sletton for River Ridge.
Yep, nice rebound. Nice shot by Mallory. Just want to go hit the heel of the rim and deflect it out.
Zinkel throws it to the baseline. Making the move is Adrian. She's double-teamed. Fires it high into the backcourt. That one sails out of bounds. It will be Riverdale ball. And five players coming back in for Coach Swigum.
She's rotating five girls in, five girls out. So trying to get experience for everyone.
Yep, I think it's a good move.
Yeah, for sure. You want to see how the players do. You want to try to, prepare for the future. So
a teaching moment.
Yep.
So Riverdale sets it up here on the near side. Now they're going to throw it away into the backcourt. Chasing it down is Sletton. Goes to get it. Throws it into the opening. And ball that's whistled off. We're going to see a foul on the floor. Not a lot of fouls in this half. It'll be the fourth on Riverdale.
Yep.
And Kennedy Cooey.
Yeah, Kennedy Cooey picks up the foul.
So River Ridge brings in another player, Reese Morovitz.
Yep.
Seeing her first action, I believe. The inbounder is Worley. Pass comes in to the middle. Adrian over to the far side. Ridge again throwing it low. Adrian kicks it back out. Left side, Sletton on a drive, dumps it low. There's
nice
a shot.
Pass.
No good. Blocked by Barr.
Really Barr with good interior defense.
You bet. Dennis across the half-court line. Zuri setting it up for Riverdale. And baseballs it over to the right side. Caught here on the near side by Goplin. Goplin lobs it back to the left side, and Cooey back to Dennis on the baseline. Zuri throws it into a crowd, and it's knocked away, stolen by Mandy Worley, and she's out of bounds.
Yep. Split out of bounds there. Good interior defense. Riverdale tried to drop it inside to Mason McKay.
Pass comes into the baseline area. That's Allie Goplin. Throws it back to the middle, and Barr back to Goplin. Three from the corner is good.
There you go. Allie Goplin picking up the three from the corner. Nice outlet pass. Good shot by Allie.
54-28 River Ridge. 2:50 remaining in tonight's area girls basketball game. Pass comes to the left side. Adrian dumps it in, and that's going to be Mason to the corner. Three on the way for Ridge. No good for Morovitz. And the rebound by Ridge. Again, they'll keep it going. Driving in, the shot is no good for Sletton, but a foul called in Riverdale.
Yeah, Mason McKay got her with the body as he drove to the basket.
Looks like Coach Swigum is bringing in some players that have not played yet.
Exactly. Looks like you're going to have Megan Kroll coming into the game, Abby Tisdale seeing her first action.
Free throw is no good for River Ridge. Sletton misses it. And Riverdale makes the changes. It's parents' night here tonight.
Yep.
Got to see who everybody belongs to.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Get everybody a chance to play at the varsity level here today.
You've had some probably parents. Have you had any grandparents of these kids yet or not?
Oh, boy.
Not yet.
It could be. I don't know. I have to look. That's getting old there, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a lot of for sure a lot of kids coming through. I have to double-check the grandparent statistic. But it could happen.
I didn't mean to make you feel old.
No, I know. That's all right.
Riverdale out of drive, and a score for Ava Kratzenberg. That's her first basket.
Yeah.
55-30, the ball game score. I'm getting close.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure you've seen it. Yeah.
On a drive, there's a 15-footer in the air, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kratzenberg on the River Ridge miss. 2:10 remaining here tonight. Ball goes to the left side on a dribble drive. Shot on the way, no good. Foul called, and Riverdale goes to the free throw line.
Looks like Haley
Schneider.
Yeah, Haley Schneider will go to the line.
Foul called on Erin Adrian.
Yep, picked up the foul.
That'll be her fourth. So Riverdale will shoot a pair. First one is in the air, and no good. She will get one more. Into the game for Riverdale, number 44, Grace Wanick. Ava Kratzenberg comes out. This one in the air, that one on the rim, no good. And a foul call.
Yeah, Grace Wanick picking up the foul. We'll go to the other. Don't think that's not quite the seventh, is it? No. Here comes Ridge bringing it up. 2 minutes to go.
55-30. They lead it. River Ridge with nice crossover dribble into the lane. There's a 10-footer. Banks off and in.
Nice drive off the glass. That's a tough shot. May look pretty easy.
Mark my words, she's going to be a dominant player.
She is going to be, for
Already
sure.
Already is.
For Freshman. Sure.
57-30. This ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll belong to River Ridge.
Yeah, Jocelyn lost control. But good defense. Here comes Ridge. Minute 45.
Nice is at the point. And she'll drive. Gives it off to Adrian. Adrian down to the corner. That is going to be held there by Taylor. Back to Adrian. Back to Nice. Dumps it inside to Slutton. Christina kicks it out. Three on the way. Ridge. It is no good. Rebound by Grace Wanick.
Yep.
Outlet pass now. Adams with the ball. A minute 25 remaining here in the ball game. Adams hits across half court. Needs some help. Throws it now into the hands of Abby Tisdale. Tisdale throws it high post. Picked off now by Erin Adrian.
Nice defense by Ridge.
Nice across half court. Nice spin move. Backs off. Now fires it to Adrian. Erin down to the corner. Morovitz back to Adrian. Now to Nice on the right wing. Under a minute remaining here. River Ridge with a big lead tonight. Going to get their 15th win of the year.
Yep. Finished it strong, just holding the ball now.
Adrian will take a shot. It's up, no good, and out of bounds. Yeah. Riverdale ball.
Good round of defense by Riverdale. Good patience by River Ridge as they have the lead, just taking their time.
So the Chieftains will inbound the ball. No pressure in the backcourt as they walk it across half court. Get you some final scores coming up on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. On a drive, a foul called on River Ridge, the 34 seconds.
Yep, reach-in foul as Haley was taken to the basket. Get a chance to go down the scoreboard here with a couple of free throws.
Sure. Haley Schneider back at the line. Eighth foul on River Ridge, and that is the first on Christina Slutton, who is a sophomore. Free throw in the air on the rim and good.
Got to go down. Crawled over the front. Picked up the free throw. Good shot by Haley.
57-31. This one. Second throw in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ridge. 32 seconds to play.
Erin Adrian with the rebound. She's pushing up, but I'm sure she'll kick it back out, which she did. I would think River Ridge might just hold here as the clock winds down, but you never know.
20 seconds down to the corner. And the Timberwolves taking it toward the free throw line. Nice on the right wing, down to the corner. Ball fake, 12 seconds. Pass comes back to the outside, and Slutton, good movement of the ball.
Yeah, good job. They risk running it down.
5 seconds, near side, and they'll fire off to Slutton on the far side. Adrian grabs it, and that'll do it. 57-31, the final. River Ridge gets the win over Riverdale tonight in area girls basketball. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Duncan of Richland Center. Certainly, we have to look at a couple of things, but yep. We were impressed by the freshman Ava Nice tonight.
Yeah, she came off the bench, gave him a big spark in that first half and continued in the second half, so I think that she made a major difference in the game. I think, too, the whole defense by River Ridge, the pressure, and that you mentioned they had a couple big threes to start the second half. You can throw all three of those things together, and you got a 20-point win.
Absolutely. The Duncan run of the game. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Phil.
Always.
I always enjoy it. So
we'll probably see you on the road here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep,
before baseball season.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will. Thanks for doing the game, Phil.
Appreciate it. Coming up here, we'll have more of the scores from Southwest Wisconsin. 57-31, the final. And you're listening to Area Girls Basketball coverage from WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat 3 times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering 5 times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4440.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO. Tonight over Riverdale. Now let's check the scoring. 19 for Melissa Sletton leading the way. 14 for Erin Adrian. 6-point night for Lydia Mason. 8 for Reagan Zinkel. 4 as well for Ava Nice. 3 each for Mandy Worley and Braylon Quick. On the Riverdale side tonight, 10 points for Macy McKay, 8 by Zuri Dennis, From there, four for Lily Barr, and three each for Kennedy Cooey and Allie Goplin, two for Ava Kratzenberg, and one for Haley Schneider. Seven threes for River Ridge. They make five of those in the second half. Riverdale makes a total of four. The Chieftains are 11 of 22, 50% from the free throw line, and River Ridge is 8 of 17. Riverdale and River Ridge locked up on a good one in JV. Riverdale winning 37-36. The Filney Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, serving southwest Wisconsin with all of your phone and internet needs. Argyle has defeated Lancaster in girls basketball 67-59. The Royal Boys beat North Crawford 78-60. Prairie du Chien over Cuba City 69-54 in girls basketball. Elsewhere, a win for Seneca over Boscobel, 75-39, the final score. Let's see, what else do we have? Final across Logan over Richland Center, 54-37, the final in that one. And Fenimore, 75, Prairie du Chien, 46. That was in boys basketball. Scholesburg has beaten Southwestern, 60-35. Mount Horeb over Reedsburg in girls basketball, 56-42 the final. So I believe that's the latest that we have. We are up to date on the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Thursday night will be on hand at River Valley High School as the Blackhawks play host to Richland Center in the conference's final game of the year in the Southwest Conference before next week's